reasons why cats are useless. All right, that's the second trait. Either shepherd or mother. Here's the third one. Keeping the fold healthy. Their little ones that they're caring for are more susceptible to diseases and to injuries, so they have to be watched, especially the young lambs. And the people have to know basic medical skills and how to treat minor injuries, how to use bandages. If necessary, they have to check them all hours of the day and night. That's the third trait, shepherd or mom. Here's the fourth one, keeping them clean. They always have to have cleaners on hand, and they need to keep their hooves free from debris or dirt. And when their hair gets too long, they have to shear them. And they have to do that frequently and efficiently. Shepherd or mother? The final trait, watch person. Always to keep their eyes open. They have to be aware of what's going on in front of them, on the side of them, and behind them. They have to know the sounds or the silence that means trouble's brewing. Sleep becomes a luxury, especially with the young lambs, if they have to watch over them 24 hours a day. And they also have to know the sounds of distress of their lambs and be able to differentiate their lamb from the other ones that are calling out or crying out. They know the voice of their own brood that they love. Okay, shepherd or mother? If your hands look like this, where all five are open on both sides, that's the way that I figured it out, that a shepherd and a mother are not too different. And that if your hands are like this, with both all fingers open, it's a beautiful way to pray for your mother, for Jesus. Today we celebrate Jesus as the good shepherd, but we can see that Jesus makes a pretty good mother as well. Let me just finish with a little story that's called Reunited with Mom. While shopping, I noticed a credit card on the floor, and I picked it up and went to the courtesy desk, and I asked them to page the owner. I waited, and no one came. They said her cart was still there, and she had gone to her car to look for her card. When she came back, I asked if she had lost something. I asked her name and established that it matched the card, and then I gave it to her. She said she had prayed to her mother, who had recently passed away, to help her find her lost credit card. We talked, and I introduced myself. "My name is Claire," I said. She responded, "My mother's name was Claire."